The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1973, the Soviets took a swipe at Mars, launching the uncrewed probe Mars 6. Mars 6 reached the red planet and successfully detached its robot lander, and the lander returned the first ever data from within the Martian atmosphere, but then all contact was lost with Earth before it could touch down. Even the 150 seconds of data during the descent of Mars 6 was badly garbled, so the mission was a washout. In 1997, Russia launched Soyuz TM-26 to the Mir space station, which had recently suffered significant damage in a collision with an uncrewed Progress cargo vehicle. The crew moved into Mir for 6 months, conducting 7 spacewalks outside the station and inside as well, venturing into the depressurized Spectre module. In 2011, NASA launched Juno, a robotic mission to study the planet Jupiter at close range.
3, 2, 1, ignition and liftoff of the Atlas V with Juno on a trek to Jupiter, a planetary piece of the puzzle on the beginning of our solar system.
HAL roll program is in progress. Vehicle body rates look good. Booster P has gone to fixed. Speed chamber pressures have plateaued. I'm rolling off. Signatures look good. RD-180 operation looks excellent at this point.
After a series of maneuvers to grab gravity assists from other planets, including Earth, before arriving at Jupiter in 2016, Juno is the first outer solar system vehicle to use solar panels instead of a nuclear power source. Born on this day in 1930, the first human being to set foot on another world, astronaut Neil Armstrong.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. I'm going to step off the LAM now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Actor John Saxon, who appeared in Enter the Dragon, The Time Tunnel, and The $6 Million Man, was born today in 1935. In the 70s, he also starred in 2 TV pilots written by Gene Roddenberry.
Dylan Hunt, log report to the Pax Council. Per instructions, we were escorting Peter Kimbridge on a survey which has confirmed that Central California is now an inland sea. Population along the shores, a handsome racial mixture, illiterate but intelligent. Although the land remains fertile, famine is common. Their primary need from us is education and agricultural techniques.
And on this day in 2000, Sir Alec Guinness died.
I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father. He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And a cunning warrior. And he was a good friend.
In 1963, radio and TV stations across the United States made the switch from the pre-space age Connell Rad civil defense alert system to the new emergency broadcast system, a change that came about in the wake of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962.
Your attention, please. This is your official civil defense broadcasters with a special message. Military authorities have advised us that an enemy attack by air is imminent. This is a red alert. You are advised to go to your nearest shelter area immediately. Find shelter. There is not time to leave the city.
In later years, the emergency broadcast system would find a new use, alerting the public of approaching severe weather. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The logbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Accessing Escape Pod Historic Archives. Breaker located. Barn Science Laboratory over Curiosity Labs on Mars. August 5th, 2012. Commencing playback.
Vehicles just reported via tones that it has started guided entry.
At this time, the vehicle is beginning to steer its way to the target.
Flight GDSA.
GDSA flight go.
We are processing data from Odyssey.
Yes! Commercial 2 is starting. We are now getting telemetry from Odyssey.
All right.
Commercial 2 complete.
Okay, copy.
And visualization is updated. Adventure heading alignment.
Very good!
At this time, Curiosity is no longer trying to control how far it's flying downrange and is just heading directly for the target. Vehicles continuing to decelerate. We're down to about Mach 2. Parachute deploy. Thrusters have been re-enabled. We will control our attitude on chute. We are decelerating.
Risk mode under our parachute and descending.
We are at 150 meters per second.
Risk mode is nominal.
That filter converged with a velocity correction of 0.7 meters a second.
We've acquired the ground with the radar.
Now to the 8 kilometers.
Feature has separated. We've found the ground. We're down to 90 meters per second at an altitude of 6.5 kilometers descending. We're down to 86 meters per second at an altitude of 4 kilometers descending. We are in powered flight. We're at an altitude of 1 kilometer descending, about 70 meters per second.
Single to Odyssey, remain
down to 50 meters per second, 500 meters in altitude. We found a nice flat place. We're coming in ready for sky crane. Down to 10 meters per second, 40 meters altitude. Sky crane has started. Descending at about 0.75 meters per second as expected.
Tango Delta nominal.
Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars. Time to see where our curiosity will take us.
The Logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.